Hallelujah and shalom in the name of Jesus. We are still looking at how we can tune our minds for a single thing so that we can get help from God. People of God, our minds are always distracted by so many things. Yesterday, we looked at a number of things that we can be able to do so that we can align our minds, we can train our minds to get help from above. And today we want to continue with the Philippians chapter 3 from verses 10 to 21. And we want to focus on the one thing. You can forget so that you can be able to attain the help from God. And that one thing you need to forget, this is now in the summary, is forget self efforts. You forget the self efforts. The mind of a human being is a proud mind. The mind of a human being wants to be independent of God. The mind of a human being does not want to stay under God. You want to know the truth by yourself. God had told Adam and Eve very, very simple instructions. Stay here. Rule over my things. My help is upon you. Do everything you want to do here because you have received the grace, which is my help. But one thing you need to do, don't eat from tree at the middle of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And everything else you can eat and you do what you want to do so that it is within my boundaries. So God has put some boundaries on the mind of a human being. Yes, you've given him authority and ability and the freedom, but it must be within the boundaries of God. Because our minds can actually go out. So my friend and one of my teachers would say, you need to know how to fence your mind on a single thing, just one single thing. And that is forgetting your self-help so that you can be able to receive all the help from God. We'll continue looking at this theme because everyone needs help. I have said again and again that there is a wrong teaching that says God helps those who help themselves. That's not true. That's erroneous teaching. God does not help those who help themselves. God helps those who cannot help themselves. God helps those who have a thorn in the flesh, those who have cried, and God said, no, my grace is sufficient for you. My help, my abundant help is upon you, and my graces will be made abundant when you are in your lowest, when you are in your weakness. And so let's just focus on what Paul is saying here. From verses 10, chapter 3, Philippians chapter 3, verses 10. I want to know Christ. Yes. To know the power of his resurrection and participating in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this, all I have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ has took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal of to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. Now that is very, very important. Very important to understand what Paul is saying. What is the one thing? Let's try and broaden this, because he has said the one thing is about forgetting. That forgetting of self has got two parts. One, you need to forget two S's. One, you need to forget the sin. But number two, you need to forget the past sin, the past, and number two, you need to forget the past success. You need to forget the positive and the negative. I think we have said again, and it's not wrong to repeat it again. So what is it that you need to forget? The previous sins. And Paul is saying, I forget the past. I forget what lays past me, what is yesterday. And this is the past sins. There's only one thing you can do to forget the sins. You can only be able to give them to the Lord. And what you do is that you expose those sins and you repent the sins. You only forget the sins by repenting them. Telling the Lord, Lord, forgive me. I did not want to do all this evil. I'd have done it, but I should not have done it. Everybody who confesses the sins, sin means missing the mark. You confess, you tell the Lord about it. You also tell your accountability partner, what is it you have done? David says that when he concealed, when he covered his sin, it was eating his bones like fire. But when he exposes them, the Lord healed him and he made him free. And he confessed and said that naked I came into the world, naked I am here. And he also cried and said, Lord, do not remove your spirit from me and give me a willing spirit so that I can teach transgressors the things they do. So you forget the sins. You also forget the success. I want to tell you that the problem of success is that yesterday's success becomes the challenge of the best in you. Paul had said, not that I have received it all. You see, if the Lord wanted you to receive 10 items before maybe you get out of a particular place, and you have already received one, if you are just allowing your mind to stick on that one, and you keep talking about it, and you keep looking behind, what there is that you will be able to miss the rest of the 9 that are put already ahead of you. And so one thing you can do, the one thing we said is that to forget the past is to celebrate it. Call for celebration. That's why we normally have celebration of success, celebration of birthdays, celebration of degree, celebration of attainment and crowning. But we don't celebrate throughout. We celebrate and we already keep it at the feet of Jesus. Paul says that what I have entrusted to you, I am persuaded and convinced that you're able to keep that which I have entrusted to you against that day. So just keep it before the Lord so that you can strain, you can focus on that which is ahead. Focus on what the 9 is. Paul had said that these are already things. Press on to the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. These things is the help from above. This is a prize the Lord has, you know, that has kept for us. These things that the Lord we are talking about, or this prize, the Lord has already kept for you. Not that you are not working to, that you are, you know, you're not working to receive it. You're only training your mind to receive it. It's already accomplished for you. It's already done for you. You know, the Lord said, Paul was saying, not that I have already obtained all this. You see, all this. All have already arrived at my goal. But I press on to take hold of that which Christ has took hold of me. This is what already the Lord has taken hold of you. So ours is to press on to receive. And here we said we need that single mind to receive that extra. Those things the Lord has already taken hold of you. And what is that one thing you talked about? What is it that you want to hold on? After you forget the sin, you forget the success, is that you stress to know Jesus. You know the source of help. You know Jesus in his suffering. You know Jesus in his death. You know Jesus in his resurrection. And you also want to know, you know, to suffer, even if it means suffering for Christ and suffering in Christ, suffering the sufferings of Christ, because you also want to retain or to attain to the resurrection of the dead. That's what you're saying. Become suffering like him, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to resurrection from the dead. That's what this person is saying. Paul is saying that one. So I want to know the resurrection of Christ. Not only that, I want to know the ascension of Christ. I want to know even the soon coming of Jesus. That one thing about Jesus Christ is what we want to know. And in the book that will be coming later on about the Colossians now, we'll be talking about the you know, the more about Jesus. We'll be talking about all the values of Jesus and all the distinctions of Jesus. So Paul is saying that I want to forget all things and press to the mark, to the goal, to the prize of which I've called hell, you know, in heavenwards. Then as he concluded about that one thing, he said, as for us then who are mature, he now gives him as an example of the focus and forgetting the self-help and attaining to that goal. He now talks about himself as an example of those who are mature. They have got the view, mature should view such things. For all of us then, who are mature should take such a view of this. He's saying all those who are mature should take such a view. He just put now this, he does not want to force anybody. You don't force your mind. You don't force the mind of another person. He says, if you are mature, take such a view. And if on some point you think differently, then to God will make it clear. It's okay, he said, but even if you don't want to choose what I've just taken, I leave it to you. God will one day make it clear to you. Yet, let us live up to what we have already attained. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as you do. Then he says, for this one thing, I am a model to you. I'm an example to you. I could have held to so many pedigrees or so many crowns, which I thought they were working, which some of the people are teaching and making us to go back and making us to have heavy laden weights, but you need to forget them. I'm a model to you. Keep your eyes on the prize, but also look at what we are running, because we run together. So he says, we do. For, as I have often told you before, and I'll tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on other three things. Now he brings it. Instead of talking about tuning your mind for that one thing, heavenwards, he said that their mind is tuned on the things or the other thing. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are waiting for the soon coming of Jesus. I've already said this. Who by the power that enabled him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. So Paul finished up by talking about that we are tuning ourselves in knowing Jesus. I said in, and the last thing that we want to know about Jesus, it is his soon coming. We are waiting a savior from there. We are looking at heaven, tuning our mind to look up. The Bible says, I'll look up to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help come from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And so we are waiting. We eagerly await our savior. We eagerly await the King Jesus from heaven. And this is very critical. And when he comes, he will transform our lowly bodies so that we'll be like his glorious body. That's what finally will happen. That is the greatest help we are looking forward to. We, our bodies, already our spirits are like that of Jesus. And today, he is training our minds to be, and our souls to be like his. But one day, he will be able to make our bodies to be like him. That is called glorification. Father, we look forward for this help, for this final help. We ask that you allow us to focus on that one thing so that we not miss that final help that is in heaven, in Jesus' name.